The following is an excerpt from an interview in JDC's Oral History Collection from the account of Jack Joslow. Joslow worked for JDC overseas in 1945-46, providing assistance to Jewish refugees in displaced persons camps in Germany.
Along around the end of August of 1946, Rabbi Rosenberg, who was the religious director, came to me and said he needed 35,000 copies of the Hebrew Machzer for Rosh Hashanah, and that I had to print 35,000 copies for him. I said, Alec, this is almost impossible. Here it is, almost the end of August, and you're asking me to get you 35,000 copies. The United States had said they could not send the copies because bottoms were not available. Bottoms meaning ships who could carry the freight. I went back to Johann and explained the problem. Johann said it was impossible to do it in the time that was left. I suggested that he put on a night shift, and we have two shifts. Could he then print the books? He said, yes, he could, provided he could get the film and the paper. I worked out a deal with the U.S. Army, and the Eisenhower office in Berlin okayed enough paper for me from the Augsburg paper mills. I called JDC office in Paris, and they ordered the film for me, and it came from Belgium, and I was able to get the film and the paper. The question now came how many he could print in the time that was left. I suggested that he use two shifts, a day shift and a night shift, and we could then get the 35,000 copies in time for the high holidays. He agreed and set up the machinery, and two shifts went to work. About a week later, I got a call from him, and he said that the night people did not want to work for the same wages that the day people were working. I suggested to him that I would give a food package to each worker on the night shift. The food package would contain razor blades, toothpaste, a salami, shaving cream, and other things that were necessary. It was agreed then that the night shift would go on, and each worker on the night shift would receive the additional package as his pay for the 2 or 3 weeks that were necessary to do the job. I thought everything was working well, and Johannes called me again and said, I'm in trouble. He said the day shift want the same thing that the night shift were getting. I then suggested what we do is to change shifts. The day shift would work 1 week and then shift to the night shift and so on. And if each week, the men on the night shift would get an additional package. It worked out, and we got the 35,000 copies of the High Holiday Prayer Book 2 days before Rosh Hashanah. Then began the problem of distribution. The U.S. Army helped that out very nicely by giving us drivers and trucks, and we were able to deliver 35,000 copies to the camps in Germany, all reaching them before the holidays, the last delivery being made the afternoon of Erev Rosh Hashanah.